Afternoon. I would like to welcome everybody to the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. Can we have roll call, please?
Member Whelan is absent. Member Smith?
Present.
Member Clinton? Is absent. Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Present.
And Chair Brunch?
I'm here. Member Clinton is present via phone, I believe. If she would.
Yes, I am present.
Okay, thank you.
Just acknowledge that.
Thank
you. All right, so we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the public from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, before we begin, I just want to say for the record that this meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California Executive Order N-2920, dated March 17th, 2020. Regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on television and or online. In accordance with Executive Order N-2920, the public may only view the meeting on Goleta Channel 19 and or online at the city's website and not in the council chamber. So with that, I would like to announce that this is the public forum. So at this time, if the public has an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Does staff have any requests from the said public?
There are no written comments at this time for public forum. However, if there are any members of the public wishing to speak, please use the raise your hand feature.
Okay.
And I think we have one response from Thomas Ray. Thomas Ray, are you on the line? I'm hearing no response.
Okay. Okay. That may be pertinent to an actual item on the agenda, so we can monitor that as we go. All right, well, then we will start with our administrative agenda, which is item A1, to review and approve the Design Review Board minutes for June 23rd, 2020. Could I get someone to make a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
And a second, please.
I'll second. Karis.
Karis has seconded by phone. Any discussion on the minutes by any members? All right, hearing none, then approval of the minutes will be signified by roll call.
Member Whelan, still absent. Member Smith?
Abstain, I was not present.
Member Clinton?
I agree.
Is that a yes?
yes, I agree. Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
And Chair Brunch?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we will now go to our only item for today. Item B1, could we have that read into the record, please?
Yes, that's 6868 Cortona Drive, APN 073-140-027, Goleta Battery Energy Storage Facility, case number 19-0201-DP, 19-0202. 2-DPAM -19-0202-CUP-19-0001-SUB.
Okay, terrific. Kathy, this is your case, so the floor is yours. Before we begin, has everybody, I'd like to do disclosures for site visit and ex parte, please. Alfred?
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
Same.
Same for me. Karis?
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, terrific. Kathy, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. This is the third hearing that we've had by the DRB reviewing the Goleta Energy Storage Project. The proposed project, as was mentioned, is proposed to be located at 6864 and 6868 Cortona Drive. And the project includes subdividing the existing 8.88-acre lot into two parcels. Lot one will be a 2.66-acre parcel, and this will be where the new 60-megawatt battery energy facility will be located. The second lot will be 3.22 acres, and there's currently approximately 60,000 square foot research and development building, which will remain on that second lot. The battery energy storage facility includes pre-manufactured cabinets that contain the Tesla Megapack batteries. It also includes a substation equipment and transformers, and that from the substation, they'll be connected to the Isla Vista substation, which is across on the other side of Stork Road via a gentie. For parking, the Megapack or the battery storage facility will only require one parking space, as there are just one employee for maintenance purposes. But on that new lot where the energy facility will be, there will be a 21 new spaces also constructed, which will be used by the existing R&D building via a shared parking agreement. In addition, there will also be quite a bit of new landscaping and also an 8-foot tall perimeter fencing around the whole property of the new lot one. Since the last hearing, which was held on June 9th, there have been a few changes to address some of the DRB's comments. So one of the changes is that the 20-foot high service light that was within the substation is no longer proposed. Also, the Cortona Apartments development footprint has been added to the plans just to help see the relation between the new apartments and the existing or in the proposed project. Also, there's some additional visual simulations and renderings. That's on sheet D4.2 and two new landscape sheets L4 and L3. And the WELO calculations and irrigation. The applicant is requesting that today the DRB recommend that the Planning Commission grant preliminary design review approval based on the draft findings that have been attached to your staff report. This is really concludes my report today, and I'm available for questions, and also I wanted to mention that Laurel Perez of Suzanne Elledge and Planning and Permitting Services is here today with her team, and they will be providing a more in-depth project description and also are here to answer any questions too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Laurel, are you there? Laurel, come in, Laurel. Let's see. I see her on there, but I don't hear her. It appears her audio is off. Anybody else from her team available?
Oh, wait, I, how's this, Scott? I think
oh, there
I
might... you go.
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
I've been having
problems. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having us back. We look forward to responding to the couple of items that you asked at the last meeting, and Kathy gave you a great summary of that. Tom has a couple of visual sims that he'll identify for you in, I believe they're in the plan set, but you also asked as part of your comments at the last meeting that we bring back a couple of photos of the story poles as viewed from the northbound Stork Road, aisle, Stork Road. So we have actually a video, which is pretty helpful, and I think staff is able to cue that, and then we have a couple of photos as you're traveling northbound on Stork Road. You can just see the story poles there.
Yep, I saw that.
That's about it. That's why we have still photos that we'll show you from key angles where we actually got out of the car to look at the story poles so you can see them. You know, the tallest structure at the moment is about 31 feet in height, and it's one of the poles that will be located within the project's on-site substation. And so that's where you see those flags there. And then the majority of the substation ranges from about 20 to 25 feet in height. And that's looking back kind of south east toward the substation area. And then keeping in mind that the apartment complex under construction has, you know, three-story structures, and you saw those footprints identified on the new site plans that were submitted.
Laurel, can I ask you a quick question?
You bet.
That photo right there, to get that photo, did you have to step over the rail, or are you at the rail taking that photo?
Holly, do you want to weigh in on that? Because Holly took these. I think she had to. She's right up against the rail, is my recollection.
Okay.
I don't think she stepped over, but she's right up there, leaning against the rail, looking out toward the site.
Okay, acknowledged.
Yep. So I think at this point, I mean, really, that's it. And then again, we removed one of the light fixtures within the substation. And then also we relocated a couple of the fixtures further south on the site away from the apartment complex. And then Tom will show you the visual sims. I'll go ahead and hand it over to Tom Ray. We also have with us today Sam Mathis, our landscape architect. And Salvador Melendez, who's our lighting consultant, if you have any further questions on lighting. Tom, go ahead. And I see his phone is identified on the list of participants.
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yep, there you go.
Oh, okay, good. So if you go to the sheet, DPA 4.2, and here's a couple of new sims that we added to the picture. The one on the top is looking from M Special towards the battery site. You can see with Sam's landscaping and everything, it's just going to be just a nice landscape. The equipment's not going to be that visually apparent. And then the one on the bottom is from the picture Holly took, where you're looking down onto the story poles and everything like that. And then that shows the new apartments in there in scale and everything. And again, the landscape that we have selected is going to really visually block the view of the Tesla site. There was a request for another view from like the third story balconies, which we could do, and we tried it before, but it just turns out to be a picture of a bunch of trees. I mean, there's just no, it's a pretty thick landscape to that whole area there. And again, I think I haven't heard from Holly, but you actually do have to climb over the fence and go down the hill a little bit to get the view of that area.
Okay.
And that was a similar thing when on the sheet previous to this, the Sims we did there, I took those pictures and again, had to climb over the fence, find an open space and climb over the barricade and take the picture down the hill a little bit to get enough view of the whole site. And then I tripped on the barricade again, going back over, so I know I was on the wrong side of that.
Right, and Scott, I don't know if you can still hear me. This is Laurel.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Holly just emailed confirming that yes, in fact, she did have to step over that guardrail and go down a little bit to capture that photo.
Got it, okay.
But it really, the project, other than that, the site plan, everything else is what you saw the last time that we reviewed it.
Okay. Were there any, from last time to this time, were there any changes to the landscape plan?
There haven't been. I think Sam might be trying to get on. We haven't made any changes to landscaping or grading or civil.
Okay. Okay. Anything else to add, Laurel?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a pretty low profile project. You know, the maximum height of these cabinets is approximately 8 feet. So really the element that is, you know, going to be the taller element would be the small substation on site. We're making our way through the environmental analysis portion of the project, working with staff. They're working on a draft mitigated ND, and hopefully that will be circulating soon. And once that is out in the public and staff has a chance to respond to public comments and put together their staff report, and in the coming months, probably a few months down the road, we'll be at the Planning Commission. So again, just as a reminder, we're here today requesting your recommendation for preliminary approval to be forwarded to the Planning Commission for their hearing. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. This is pretty straightforward. All right, well, let's see. So I don't forget, I'll start with Karis since she's on phone. So Karis, do you have any comments about the project or no. questions?
No, thank you. I think it looks good. Well
okay.
done.
Okay, Craig?
Same, I had supportive comments previously and this just looks a little more refined. So I'd vote for a preliminary.
Okay. Alfred?
I just a couple questions, quick ones. Your future, I think it was 4.2. I think your future said that that's what it's going to look like in 20 years. You didn't happen to have a picture of what it's going to look like in 10 years.
No, we didn't.
That might be useful. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Is it true that you actually lowered the substation? I thought it was at 31 or 35 feet before.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say the tallest element of the substation is at 31 feet now. We're continuing to work with SCE to try to get that even further down. We're talking about 25 feet, but we're looking at final engineering before they can commit to that. Tom, were you going to say, were we at once? We were at once at 35 feet, we haven't brought it down.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for that. And it's my understanding that when you go into initial operation, it's not going to be fully Like not all the modules are going to be there. Approximately how many will be there when you first get started up?
Tom, do you want to take that?
I think it's about 2/3 of the total.
And approximately how long before it would be fully?
I think it's another 5 years before it'd be full.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And at the last meeting, with regards to the 21 parking spaces that you're going to provide to make the adjacent property whole, you were going to consider electric vehicle charging. Did that happen?
Yeah, I'll take that one. We're talking to the property owners for the 6868 building, the R&D building, to integrate EV charging spaces within their parking lot. You know, if you go out there, you'll actually notice quite a few electrical vehicles that are, part of their tenant makeup. So we haven't got commitment yet, but we're working on it, and we really appreciated the suggestion, and I have a feeling that the Planning Commission will appreciate it as well. So we have to deliver that commitment before we get to the Planning Commission.
Okay, if I could pull on to that suggestion a little bit, when you're considering it, if it could be at least a 50 amps or more, the ones that go in that are 30 amps are really not particularly useful.
Okay.
So it's just a suggestion as well. Chair Brandt, that's all my comments and questions. Thank you.
Okay. The only question I have is, I was just curious about, do we know what the EMF levels are at that first apartment that's next to the batteries? I assume you guys have scoped that out by this point, and so I was just curious, just to make sure that's all safe and sound.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you what, we're looking really closely at noise, and we're looking at health risk assessment with respect to proximity to the apartment complex. In terms of EMF, I wish Ryan were on the line. He's our, as you recall, Ryan with Upstream Clean Energy. He just had a baby, so he is in isolation in the hospital and not able to join us today. But Tom, do you know anything about EMF radiation from these things? I don't think that it's an issue.
I would think it's minimal, and it'll for sure be a part of the environmental review, but I was just curious now.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Not a big deal at this point, but I mean, looking at the project aesthetically, what you guys have done, I think it's great. I think we gave positive comments last time, and it looks like you guys are going to be off to Planning Commission, no problem here. So, I guess with that, would someone please put in a motion?
Are there findings to be made?
Yes, Chair Branch, if I can jump in. So the action would be preliminary recommendation to the Planning Commission for preliminary design approval, with the findings that were submitted in the staff report.
So moved.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, Member Smith seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor, will be known by roll call, please.
Member Whelan is absent. Member Smith?
Aye.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Aye. All right, with that, you guys are off and running to Planning Commission.
Great, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, I guess that makes for a pretty short meeting. Are there any announcements by members and or staff? Mary?
Yes, Chair Branch and members. Chair Branch, you had asked about whether we had received any applications for the DRB vacant positions, and I just checked with City Clerk, and she mentioned that we have received some. So that's good news, and I'm sure she'll be processing those and bringing them to City Council.
Do we know whether those are architects or at large or landscape architects or?
I don't have that information yet.
Okay, no biggie. Cool.
I have another announcement. So the item that you was before you last meeting, the Scripps Crescent single family home,
mm-hmm.
that was approved by DRB, that project has been appealed. So really? Just to let you know. Yeah. So we don't have dates that will be going to Planning Commission for consideration of the appeal, and we'll keep you posted.
Mary, can you explain what you mean by appealed?
After an action by a discretionary process, such as DRB's action, there's a 10-day appeal period. So anyone that is in disagreement with a decision can appeal to a higher body, which in this case is the Planning Commission. And the appeal has to stay within the purview of design in this case, because the body is the Design Review Board. So we will process that. We have to do, a staff report to put together and bring to the Planning Commission for their consideration.
Will that require a member from the board attending the Planning Commission hearing?
It does not require, but it's up to the board members individually or the chair. So that, and we can give you more details. It's been a while since we've processed an appeal of a design review board decision.
But if we choose to, I'm sorry, go ahead, Chair Branch.
I was going to say, especially not since the NZO has been implemented. So
that's
anyway.
Correct.
Go ahead, Albert.
I thought it was if we choose to attend the Planning Commission meeting, it would be as individuals, not representing the board.
That would be correct.
Right. Okay.
Are you allowed to disclose the nature of the appeal? They're just appealing the finding. Is that?
The decision that was made, which was to approve, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fairly contentious, so that's not surprising. But they all get to voice their concerns, so that's good. All right, any other announcements? Karis, anything?
No, thank you.
Okay, well then, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Good.